Welcome to the Renee Richards Show with your host, psychic medium Renee Richards.
Welcome to the show. It's psychic medium Renee Richards here. I'm doing another week. How about that? Pretty consistent. The call-in number is 319-527-6723. And I want to say thank you so much to my screener, Chris. Oh, my God. She has just saved me so much trouble. And it makes it a pleasure to do the show. Actually, it's quite difficult to look at the board of all the incoming calls and try to keep everything straight. And so she makes it so easy. And she even puts these little asterisks so that I can pay attention to certain things, like if somebody has a story to tell or something good. So I'm happy about that. So first-time callers go first, unless there aren't any first-time callers, and then I go ahead and I will go to first-come, first-serve. First-come, first-serve. But I am going to go to Marie in just a minute, who I want to – she has a story about a butterfly, so I want to hear that. And, okay, so – after talking to a lot of people that I've been mentoring and working with once a week and all that, and you don't have to be one of my mentorees. You can just be anyone. I'm going to organize once a month a Zoom room, and people can come on if they are interested for tips and tricks. for spiritual growth. So we could all be in the Zoom room together. We can see each other once a month for like an hour and a half or maybe 2 hours. It depends. And then we can do some meditations together, work on different facets of spirituality and talk about different things, but also practice different things like grounding, centering, and stuff like that. Because I do know that that can be difficult, especially in this climate, the way things are, everything's pretty stressful. And so I thought that might be helpful. And then, and I will post that on my psychic medium, Renee Richards, Facebook professional page. And I will post it with enough time of the date that it's coming up and all that. And so we'll see how that goes and what comes of it. But it'll be like a group of people. So I also wanted to talk about something really quick that kind of came up today. You have to remember that you actually have the power. And you may feel powerless, but that's really an illusion. You have a connection to your soul, and that connection will pull you up, and it will show you the truth and your own path to follow. The time spent in searching within yourself, not out here, not mediums, not psychics, but reading and meditation and searching and stretching within, the time spent in that searching in whatever ways are right for you will be your own personal path with the divine and your soul as your guide. That is what we are shifting to. That's what we are all learning, including myself. We are learning to connect to the divine, to the soul. So it will be our guide. And it's nothing out here. It's all within. People who are searching will find their path in that way. And your path won't be the same as my path. Everybody's path is different. And it can be different in so many ways. So that's one of the things we will talk about in the Zoom meeting once a month. Because meditation is hard for some. So maybe doing something creative is easier for them to tap into the divine and the connection with the soul. People who write music, people who play music, anything creative, writing, it can be anything. Creativity sparks the divine and also sparks the connection with the soul and the communication. It opens up who you are for possibilities. We have to open up. And always looking outside isn't always the answer. Yes, you should read books. Yes, you should listen to some YouTube videos. Not all of them, but that's up to you. But if you feel your way through your searching, you will find an answer. You will start to see a difference and a change. Okay, so I'm going to play my disclaimer and off we go.
Please be aware that when calling into the Renee Richards Show, the possibility of names, dates, and some personal information will come up in the reading, as Renee is a conduit for spirit. Renee cannot edit this information, and she must say what spirit gives her. Renee Richards is not a medical intuitive, financial advisor, or physician. The Renee Richards Show is broadcast on other networks and throughout the Internet. All rights reserved for entertainment purposes. Thank you.
And thank you. Oh, today was a wild day, too. And it's been a wild week. It's been busy and a little chaotic with things turning different ways than I expected them to, which is fine. Okay, so I'm going to go to Marie, and she's going to tell us the butterfly story.
Hello, Renee.
Hi, dear Marie. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, and my story has to do with our dear friend Corinne.
Right.
So last week, oh, and by the way, I so want to be a part of that Zoom once a month.
Perfect.
That just so good to be true. I definitely want to be a part of it.
Well, you got it. We just have to sign up. You know, when I post it, you'll see it, and then I think that it would be really good that everyone would enjoy it. So we'll see what happens, hopefully.
So last week, since Corinne's death, I was going through a little personal trauma within myself. Nothing major, just a little where I was starting to get a little anxiety and so forth. So I meditated, I took a shower, I meditated in the shower, got ready, went outside to my front garden, and for the first time since her death, I spoke out to her and said, Corinne, and I was holding a quartz that she sent me like a month before her passing. This beautiful white quartz with a beautiful light blue vein going through it.
Mm-hmm.
I was holding that. I had one of my purple plates, and I was in my front garden, and I said, Corinne, just show me a sign. Just show me a sign that you're here, that you're listening, that I'm not going crazy. And I stood out there for a while and nothing, and I'm like, just kind of butterfly, just anything. Waited like 5 minutes, looking around, for any butterflies, nothing. So something within me said, Marie, just go into your backyard where it's a little more quiet. So I go into my backyard, and within 30 seconds, this beautiful all-yellow butterfly just flies towards me, flies away as quickly as it came. It just flew away. And I'm like, no, 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 Corinne, you got to come back. And probably, I'm trying not to get too emotional, but I would say 20 seconds later, it came back, and I just said, thank you, thank you. And just flew right back away. And have not seen, I've seen white butterflies, I've seen other colored butterflies, but this was a pure yellow, beautiful, peaceful, calming butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just blown away. And just thinking about it, it was.
That's Corinne. You're not the only one with butterflies. I've heard two or three other people. She's obviously using butterflies. That is amazing. And especially when she came back. Leave it to her, right?
I know, pardon me? I feel selfish, but it was like, no, wait a minute.
Why?
Maybe I was seeing things because it was so fast.
No.
And I'm like, no, Corinne, come back.
And you know, Corinne was the one that always was talking about to believe in miracles, right, with the purple plates. She always said that. But also to always believe in synchronicities, that she really, really believed in that. So to me, there is absolutely no doubt that that was Corinne. I don't know if her soul was in that little thing, but I'll tell you, she was sure guiding it around. She had to be. So many people are being touched by her in different ways, and I just find it amazing at the stories. And look how it made you feel. It made you feel better, didn't it?
Absolutely. The anxiety went away, and I just knew, you know what, whatever anxiety, turmoil I was feeling prior to that, it's not worth worrying about. It just gave me that hope and that glimpse of we're okay.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I noticed the same thing with her. It's especially with anxiety. And also, I think that she's touching people in different ways by making them real or hoping that they have the realization that there's other things more important than just having anxiety about the workings of the earth, you know, the things that go on here, to think about, you know, to elevate our thinking, to be more creative in it, to take it to a higher level of being. And I think that's exactly what the butterfly was for. That's a beautiful, beautiful story. You should definitely write that down so you don't ever forget it. Or you probably won't forget it, will you?
I will. Never. And I have to tell you, Renee, I have one of your little paintings that I can't remember if I won that as a giveaway years ago on one of your shows. And I also have a painting that I got from Corinne, and I have the two together.
Aww.
My purple plates and some crystals that I got from her. I
walk into my bedroom, and there's the painting she sent me. And then I look over there, there's the bowl she sent me, this beautiful, intricate purple and gold bowl when my mom died. And all these little things she would send me, and I get overwhelmed, you know. Grief is such a tricky little thing. You think that you're okay, and then all of a sudden it hits you, and then you go, oh yeah, she's not coming back, and it's really difficult. So stories like this really help, you know, and I hope people that are listening that knew Corrine could take some rest in it, some reassurance that she hasn't left us, and she never will. She just won't. She won't leave anybody that she interacted with or helped or talked to, or even if she didn't. That's what I think probably she's doing on the other side is helping so many other people. She could help so many more than what she was doing here, I think.
I agree.
I like to believe that. I like to believe she's out thinking, you know, about us and helping others in love, because that's what she was. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. Thank you, Renee. And I will definitely be in touch, and I am definitely due. I had one private reading from you probably about 8 years ago, 6 years ago. So I am due.
Well, so I look forward to talking to you again, Marie, my dear
Renee.
Marie.
Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart.
Oh, and happy birthday, Amy. If you're listening, happy birthday, Amy Kavanaugh.
Oh, is it her birthday?
It's her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Amy. I didn't realize. I'm not on, well, I am on Facebook. I'm off and on and off and on, but I didn't. Well, now I think back, I think I did see something. Yes, happy birthday, Amy. Thank you, Marie. Thank you so much for sharing and letting me know about Amy if she's around. I don't know, because she was doing a bourbon month. Remember that? She was going to try different bourbons for a whole month. That's probably exactly what she's doing right now, having bourbon. Okay, I'm going to Carol. I can't help myself. Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm okay.
You're still here chugging along, right?
Oh, as usual. As usual. I'm glad to hear you back on the radio, though. That is good.
Yes, it's good.
That is good.
It's working out okay, so I can't complain yet.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's overwhelming. I know. Too much stuff to do. I know. I get it.
Yeah.
Believe me, you.
At times, it can be overwhelming. So how's it going?
Oh, it's going. Let me tell you. It's always something with me, you know.
Yes. How are your parents?
They're not good. But, I mean, I had to go buy my mother a refrigerator today because her refrigerator quit. But they're just so, confused. That's the dementia.
Yeah, both of them.
And they're both got it. You know, what are you going to do?
Well, you're just going to do the best you can and get through it. That's for sure. Did you have a question on your mind?
No, just whatever you get. Whatever you want to tell me.
I think that I keep hearing the word persevere. And then I see like somebody with scales, and on one is persevere, and on others is to remember to do things for you too. And I think a lot of what is around you is about that, to take time for that. There's also somebody in spirit. Is there somebody that had a motorcycle that died?
Yep. Yes, sure it is.
And did he love you and you loved him?
Yep.
I mean, yeah. Okay.
Two peas in a pod.
Pardon me?
We were like two peas in a pod.
Oh, I thought you said like two peas in a pond.
No, in a pod. You know what I mean? We were, yeah.
Yeah, I know what a pod is. So it's interesting because he is laughing and laughing and laughing, but yet he had this this energy about him that was never going to really settle down too much. You know, I mean,
oh, no.
Yeah, you couldn't bind him down, that's for sure. And he was a free spirit. And anyway, he's not upset really, sorry, about being on the other side. He likes it. He says, oh, yeah,
well,
it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
I'm going to give it a fun. You wait till I get there.
Did he smoke when he was here?
Yep.
Yeah, because he's smoking a cigarette. Now, I don't think he really is smoking a cigarette on the other side, but he very well could be because he's still very independent, you know. And go ahead. What?
There's no doubt, Renee. He was headstrong.
Yeah, he is very headstrong. And plus, he wants to show that me to say that so that you'll know that that really is him. But he goes, yeah, Renee, you're right. You're right, 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 right. She's got to get out. Yep. He talks like that. Yep, she's got to get out. She's got to have a little fun. She doesn't have any fun. But you're always laughing and you're always trying your hardest and you're doing such a good job with everything. That's more your...
That's me.
Whoever, yeah, with the scales, like... Not like Libra, but like, well, yeah, the scales, balancing. That's what you're doing, balancing.
Yeah.
Didn't you go after somebody with a fry pan one time?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, who? I don't remember who that was.
Yeah. No, that was actually one of my daughter's friends that pushed me over the top and I went out. But I have a temperament, you know.
Yes, I know. That's what I love about you. You are just who you are. And that is very much, you know, you're very real and you are who you are and you don't apologize for it. And that is what's so charming and beloved about you is that you are who you are. So now listen, I think that the number one thing is, you know, you always have had a lot on your plate, and it just seems really throughout so many times that you've had a lot on your plate. So it's, I do think that by this time next year, there's going to be relief for you. It's going to take a while, but it could even be like 6 months from now, not the whole full year. But I do think that there are going to be some changes that are going to relieve some of the responsibility that's really going on with you. Because you have your son to take care of too, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot. And really in this lifetime, it was about caretaking. And some may say, oh, well, she had this lesson like this because at some point she's going to have to say enough and leave everything away. You'll never do that. You'll never do it.
Yeah.
And
no.
That's not you. So, but as a caretaker, you do need to have a little bit of rest time. And are you working full time too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm going to...
And what?
And you know I'm a nurse.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. Yeah.
I think this is what I was born to do.
I do too.
I was born to take care of, and I will do that. You know what I mean? I just will do that.
Right.
That's the way I am. I'll never run from my responsibilities or helping the underdog. It will never. I will never change from that. Never.
That's why, but I do think that some relief is coming. But, yeah, you've got a lot going on. Okay, well, Carol, I'm going to leave you with that, my sweetness. And thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. And if you're interested in the Zoom thing coming up, you know, I'm going to post it. And then I'm going to, and then the day of it, I'll give the links out to the people. We'll see how many show up, or none may, or there may be too many. I don't know. So, okay, I'm going to a first-time caller, Marie, another Marie. Hi. Marie, are you there?
Marie.
Oh, it's the same one?
It's Marie.
Oh, not the butterfly story Marie, though, right?
Yes, the butterfly Marie.
Oh, hi.
It's the same Marie.
Wanted a reading. I'm sorry.
No, but I didn't want to be selfish and take up all the time. Honestly, I really went to share the story with you and just wanted confirmation that that was Kareen.
Oh, yeah. But if you want a reading, that's fine. I just need to know.
I've lost, besides Kareen, I've lost two other good friends within the last 3 years, and I haven't seeked out a reading from anyone. I've got parents on the other side. I've got three people on the other side. So if anything comes quickly, I'll grab it from you.
Okay, so there is an older woman named she says, like, I want to say gladiola, and she says, no, Gladdy?
Yes. Oh, my God. That's my mom.
But, oh,
Gladys.
Okay.
With a Spanish accent.
There is a younger woman with her, though, that has dark hair that is, I think that may be one of your friends. But I don't know. I'm not getting her name, so I don't know. But Gladdy has her arm around her. She had, she was quite pretty. And she had dark hair. Her hair was, the friend that's with your mother had shoulder length hair. Does that make sense? Dark?
Yeah, that would be actually my cousin. It would be her niece.
Okay.
That we lost a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay. And they're both laughing and smiling, and they said that they love you so much. Your mother is absolutely adorable. She also is talking about your birthday. It was last month?
Yes, my birthday.
And
last month.
She said that she said you're so special. Both of them are laughing and saying how special you are. So there's a lot of joy around them. I don't know. They're awfully happy. Is there a Hannah or Hannah?
Oh my God. Hannah, yes, that's our daughter, our eldest, who now has legally changed her name.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, my husband, our eldest.
Oh, okay.
Yes, she's changed her name, yes. Yeah.
So
I
your
worry
mom,
about her a lot.
Yeah, your mom is saying not to worry. So she's not Italian?
Well, we're Cuban, Spaniard, Italian, Portuguese.
Oh, okay. because she almost has some traits like Italian. To me, that's, you know, who knows? I mean, I'm interpreting, so it's kind of tough. She's telling you not to worry, not too much.
That's
she says
good.
She's going to make you worry. She's going to make you this and make you that. It's going to be okay in the long run. She said, so hang on to that. And she said, you know, what is, just a minute. She's like, it's almost like she's saying that the one with the R name is okay.
R name, that's Rachel.
She's okay, right?
Absolutely. It's Hannah that we worry about.
Right. And she says, it's like you have one devil and one angel. and she said, they'll give you a lot of gray hair. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And she wants you to know that she watches out after them. Of course, you know. Yeah. That little Hannah there is, yeah. And then, what else does she want to say? She's just proud of who you are. Proud of your connection? Yeah, like a connection that you have. And she's glad that, because you have, is that all, is that it for you, the two and their girls, or is there another one?
Nope, that's it. There's, there was a few pregnancy losses in the past, but my two living children are Hannah and Rachel.
Yeah, because she talks about it's good that you had girls. Because you're good with them. You're a good mother, and she's just all the love that you give. And she said each one has their own path, and you have to remember that. And you have to remember that they, especially Hannah, will circle back to you. Those darn kids. I have three sons, and I'll tell you, they each give me a run for my money. Each one has just absolutely pushed me. It's still to this day, they're all so different and all so independent and have their own ways of thinking. And I, just always wondered about the one and call him my redhead. And he's doing okay. He's doing good, But, boy, there were some times when I was wondering, where did this come from? Who are you, And
yep.
So.
No, I do. I do worry, especially because depression runs on my husband's side, and there's been a few suicides that I've worried about my eldest, Hannah. It's good to know that she's watching over them.
Right. And that depression, especially when it's real heavy duty like that, I think that is something to really watch out for. Yeah. And is she on medication or not?
No. But she, they now go by they, them. They had a legal name change. They had a surgery. I think they're starting to feel better within themselves.
Oh, good. That's such a nasty one, depression like that, and especially. Well, you can understand in these times, too. It's pretty crazy out there.
Exactly.
Now, my son suffered from depression, and he used exercise, and I mean, he exercised all the time, and it really helped him with his, and he changed the way he ate, and he took some herbs. I can't remember what the names of them all are, but it did seem to really help him. But he didn't have like clinical depression. It was just a depression. So I think there's a difference. But I'd keep my eye on Hannah, but I do think that it's going to get better as time goes on. So, and, you know, your family on the other side is really supportive, and they're really keeping an eye. And then your mom looks at me and closes one eye and opens her eye. That's cute. And she is cute. I don't know if she's that way when she was here, but she's adorable. So
yes,
I guess I'll let you go with that then, Marie.
Thank you so much, Renee, and I'll be in touch for a private. Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. Take care. Thank you. Okay. Now I'm going up here. Okay, so I'm going to Dion. Hi. So, hi, Dion. What's going on? What's your question?
Wow. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
What's going on with my book contract? Do you see me getting my book contract soon?
And your book is all done and ready to go, young lady?
Yes. I self-published the first one 18 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and the second one is at the editors.
And are you going to self-publish that, or you have a contract for another company to publish it, correct?
I don't have a contract yet. I have been searching for agents and publishing companies. But I've been doing that.
mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything back.
Well, I feel like it kind of goes flat for some reason. May I ask what the book's about?
Yeah, the book is a memoir, and I wrote it. It's a true life story about how a lawyer stole my inheritance and then sued me 17 times in 8 years and bankrupted me. Yeah.
God, probably nobody wants to touch that with a 10-foot pole. I'm sure you use fake names. Okay, so
I did.
You know what I honestly think is going to happen? I think you're going to self-publish this one, and then it's going to get picked up by someone after it gets self-published, and then I don't know if they republish it or I think they're going to put some kind of a they're going to ask to add something to it even more, and then it's going to get published. But I think it's going to get self-published first.
Okay.
And then you're going to hear from someone. There might even just be two. But you also have that in your energy for like something exciting, a big change. Is going to come. So that is about 4 months out for that.
Okay.
Which is interesting. And you have success around you. It's not that far away, but you have to keep reaching for it, and you have to really see it and feel it, and it's going to come. It's going to be there. That sounds like a really interesting book. let me know when you publish it. I would like to read it. I mean, I'm sorry they stole your inheritance, but
my inheritance was worth $125 million.
Oh my
god! I wrote the book because if it wasn't a true story, nobody would believe it. And I
right.
do believe that that's one of the that's one of the reasons why nobody wants to really deal with the legal end of it.
Yeah, see,
it is
that's
a legal
what,
nightmare.
But I think that if you can self-publish it, someone's going to see it. They're going to want to add more to it, and it's going to have success attached to it because of that. So you're going to have to believe that that's going to happen. And I think that if you keep following through, it's going to, it's the energy doesn't stop. If it stopped, it went flat and then it'll pick up. So I think you have to self-publish first. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm wishing you lots and lots of luck. I'm going to be seeing that thing published, and I'm going to be seeing somebody picking it up, and I'm going to feel it. I'm going to imagine myself jumping up and down for you, Dion, in celebration that it happens. Okay. I got to go get a first-time caller. So I might get in trouble here. I got to pay attention to my little things that Chris puts up for me so I can read them. Okay, Stan.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how
today?
Nice
to meet you. Yeah, I'm calling from the mountains of North Carolina, and I've never called in before, so I'll just dive in here with a question.
Okay.
There's a healing modality that I'm certified in, and I'm about to get that practice launched, and but over the course of the last several years of my spiritual journey, you know, I have this knowing. I have so many things that sort of show up in my field as far as additional gifts or practices could consider getting into. And I was just, you know, I check in with my divine on a regular basis. I had a pretty long session with them today, and I just wanted to get in and see if you have an additional perspective on what might be in my field as far as something else that I would be adding to my practice. Get anything on that?
So
or anything else
how
that
many...
shows up that you might get.
Okay, so how long have you been studying? And is it like Reiki, or what is it?
It's the emotion code. I've actually been doing it for about 10 years, but it was just recently that I got decided to get certified. And yeah, so...
Okay, so there's something to do with grief. Have you been working with grief, centering within, I'm not centering, but grief that is in certain parts of the body?
Well, I could say it in some ways describes what the emotion code is all about.
Oh, okay. So that's very strong in your energy. There's also do you have some abilities also when you're working on people of the grief, but also in releasing it? Do you do that? Or
oh, yeah.
That...
Yes, it's grief. It's all, it's, you know, it's trauma. It's things that are trapped in the body that is a result of life experiences and stuff like that. So it's all about identifying and releasing that energy. So
But also, do you have a way to connect in where you can verbalize, like in clairvoyance, as far as seeing how the trauma happened, or do they tell you about the trauma? Because I'm feeling like you're getting some communications in that regard. I don't know.
Yeah, that's often occurs, but not always. It's not really... But the intent of the session is not to necessarily have the person like relive the experience. It's not really therapy. It's just, but oftentimes I'll get a vision of that. And sometimes I end up getting, seeing past life, going on.
Yeah. See, There's more there to be done. I think you need to start where you're at right now. And then as you work further, it's going to move in, and then it's going to shift and change into something else.
Right.
So in your emotional body, it's already pretty much there. The mental body, there's a lot of purple. And so, to me, it looks like it's almost like, well, here we go. Yep, no, we can't accept that. Yep, we can accept that. It's almost like there's part of you not accepting what's coming in. And there is a big shift and change that's going to come in. Do you lay your hands on people, or is it just above them, or how are you doing that?
Well, that's a very curious question. Over the years, there have been not many, but a few occasions where I was in the physical presence of someone. It wasn't like part of a session or anything, but I had something in me compelled me to approach them, and this is not strangers, it's people I happen to know, touch them on the shoulders or the neck or something, and I mean, it's like somebody else is doing this, okay?
Right.
I mean, like, it's just sort of happening without me, it's very spontaneous, right? And that's happened a few times, but not recently, and it's been a while, but it's come into my mind lately that it's come into my awareness of sort of seeing myself doing that and remembering what it felt like, and that it's like a power that I have, but don't know. Oh gosh, I don't say this. It's hard to convert the energy that I'm feeling into words sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely.
That's a big challenge, right? That's the big challenge.
Yes.
Trying to
explain
this.
I can feel it. I think you are connected to working with your soul. It's focused on what you've studied on, but there's more.
Right.
And when you place your hands on people that you know, that feeling that you have, that sensing, that awareness is really, really, that's going to be the almost like the true healing.
Yeah.
And so your next question is going to be, how do I work on that? Right? How do I move forward in that? And I think you need to start asking. It's as simple as asking. So you need to move forward in what you're doing now. But I see later on you're going to move forward into that. That teaching is all coming from the other side. It's not any class you can take here.
Right.
That is
that's good.
That
good.
Is complete channeling of almost a group that are going to download and work with you on that part. You only got little tastes of it. And you did it generically. You weren't trying to do it. You were propelled to do it. You know, you couldn't help yourself. God, and you know, I keep thinking of like contractions, like when you're having a baby and you can't stop them and you just got to go with it. It's like that. It's almost like a birthing. So,
Well, I'm getting all kinds of tinglies all over my back right now. All that's going on right now. So
you must spend time in meditation. I'm not talking about hours, but I am talking about how you meditate and to keep asking for the teachings and that you're open. And because you have the connection. It's already starting. So it's do you do any work on your channel? You know, the channel that runs in between the front chakra and the back chakra? They have a name for it.
You mean the...
like the Antahkarana or the... the one that runs in the middle between the front chakra and the back? If I were you, I would start at my base chakra. I would come up through there, and I would start widening my channel, that channel that runs in between the front and the back and goes all the way up. It goes all the way up. But you can go up to, like, the 10th chakra and just keep opening the channel, even in your higher chakras. And how you do that is you start at your base and just go clockwise, and widening it and make it bigger and bigger and bigger. You can imagine your own hand in there making that channel bigger and bigger. And then as that energy flows down, it has a like a column of light to flow into. And then that channel needs to always be kept clear. And through doing clearing work. And then I would also start working on my chakras as multidimensional chakras, not just here, 3D chakras. I would work on the bigger parts of them and expand them out and just start expanding your work a little bit of energy work on your own self, front and back with your chakras, and then expand them out as discs into the multidimensional chakra and see if that doesn't ignite something.
Wow.
I think it will.
I think you were igniting something now.
I know. I'm all really, really warm.
What it is.
And my chakras are going, because that's for higher teaching. When I feel that much of a energy coming through, like when you said you put your hand on, I could feel that energy flowing and everything in me was just, this is a higher, higher consciousness. And so you have the connection. Now you just have to prepare the vessel, which is, your electrical system. Your chakras and your Antahkarana or the, you know, that runs in between there. Get that ready to go. And I think that's where you're going. So you need to start where you're at right here. Keep doing that work. And then you're going to expand into something else. And it's a lot like that guy that was from Australia, I think. He would just put his hand on a certain area and it would heal. Or they would see, maybe it didn't go away, but they would see they would see movement. You know, they would see it's going to be like that. But you're almost there. It's And I have no doubt that it's going to happen. That's powerful energy. And it's very divine.
This is lovely, Ari. I'm happy that you picked up my call.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
You're welcome. Okay. Take care. Right. Work on that centering there in that canal there. Now I forgot the word. I don't know. Sometimes my mind. I need to do energy work on my mind. Okay. Okay, wait. All right, let me check. Okay, everybody's good. Oh, okay, there. Jean. Hi, Jean.
Hi. Oh, my God. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Jean. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, everything is positive. I'm glad I caught you.
Yeah. So what was your question about guides or something or?
Yeah. So I'm in a kind of a very weird place in my life where I feel like I'm a pretty spiritual person, but I feel like it's a lot of insecurity, a lot of uncertainty. So I was wondering if I could get any messages from my spirit guide or some type of direction and like what I should be focusing on to make sure that I'm secure.
Okay. Is there a connection with April somehow with you?
April? The month April?
Mm-hmm. Or a number four? Mm-hmm. I always think it's a date, but it might not be. The four? No?
Yeah. Four.
Okay.
Four. It's a lot of fours. I live on 4th Street. My birthday is 8/13, so that's like 3/4, 4/4/4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right now
I'm 40 this year. Yeah.
Hey, the 40s were 40. Great. My 40s were amazing. My mother always told me. My mom always would say, "When you turn 40, everything's gonna fall apart." And I was like, oh, no, everything's going to fall apart. It didn't. The 40s were great. The 50s were great. The 60s were a little iffy. I'm going to be 64 this year, yes. And I've got a little bit more aches and pains than I did before. But it's 20 years later, so I think that was okay. Okay, now, Jean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody's experiencing a lot of anxiety right now. I'll tell you. I know yours is about personal stuff happening, you know. Are you single?
Yes. Uh-huh. I'm single.
And so you're like having to take care of yourself all yourself, correct?
Yes. I don't really mind it, but it's I do. I am used to this.
Yeah. So, okay, that's good. Okay. So there's a lot of anxiety out there and you're sensitive and you're picking up on what is actually, everybody seems to be tense, you know, gas prices, food prices, interest rates, you know, blah, 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 on and on and on. And so the best thing you can do is to stay really centered within your own self. Because the only power that we have, like I said at the beginning of the show, is within us. God is within. And so that's where your reservoir is. You have a beautiful, beautiful purple and blue all around you. And I can see that when you are in your anxiety mode and kind of like just a little bit of a panic attack now and then, just a little bit, not outrageous, that your aura gets really, really spiky. And so what you need to do, because there is a beautiful, like, teacher, guide that stands behind you, but that is you from a different dimension. That is you. It's all multidimensional. You are a multidimensional being, and that being that is behind you is you from a more a future life, let's say, because everything is happening now, all past and forward. And so you have come forward to help you through this lifetime, because in this lifetime, it is not about finding a mate. It is not about any keeping a job, even though I know you have to keep a roof over your head. It mm-hmm. is about mastery over yourself and embracing who mm-hmm. you are and bringing that forward. So some of the things that might help are you, do you meditate at all, or can you sit quietly, or do you pray, or
a lot of that?
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So now you have
I do feel myself too. Yeah.
So you have to start asking. You have to start asking mm-hmm. for the connection to your teacher, which is you. Because there's nothing outside of us that we really need. So this is part of you that is given to you as your divine right, as a divine being, as a having God within that we all have, all of us. So this is your gift. And so to make sure that you have a connection and that you are communicating, you need to start asking for the communication to open up between you and your teacher so that you will know what lies before you and different ways that you can move forward. Because they are trying to let you know that you are supported through this, that this is your path, your time for learning, and that you are going to be learning. So, you know, they want you to, there's the one, but then there's also others, you know, because we have a soul group. We have a soul group that we incarnate mm-hmm. with here, but then we have the other ones that are on the other side that are part of our soul group also that are helping to guide us. And they actually want to help us. So they are saying that you need to just move forward in your own power. Oh, and you have intuition too, don't you? I mean,
mm-hmm. yeah, I try. I do.
But you have to really follow that and believe in it, because that's how they're talking to yeah. you a lot of the times, is through your intuition. Do you sometimes think you hear a voice in your head? And I don't mean like you're crazy or anything.
No, I do. I do a lot of work and internal work. And so I know it's not a voice in my head. I know I like to sit and talk to the observer, right? That is, you know, my soul and communicate there. So,
that's the best you can mm-hmm. do. So this okay. moving, so this whole year has been about mm-hmm. that communication and building on top mm-hmm. of it. And then after the first of the year here, it's going to go into even a stronger mode, because what's happening is as with all teachers, they're there for a certain amount of time, and then you change, and another teacher, another part of you comes forward to teach you about a whole different set of guides, information, mm-hmm. things that you can use in your life. But your abilities are growing as time goes on. And women in their 40s become these absolute power goddesses and become lions that roar. And that's what you're embracing. That's what's coming, is this inner strength and more of a sureness of where you're going. They're also talking about being sure and keeping your area clear, keeping that clear of other things that are coming in from like TV or when you, if you go to work or you go to the grocery store or you go to the post office or whatever, nobody goes anywhere really anymore, hardly. But if you do, not everybody, but if you do, what you're bringing back, energies, you're not being attacked. It's energies that you pick up as you go about your day. So I would recommend from what they're saying is to keep yourself and your area that you live as clear as you can. So do you sage or anything like that? Or
I have some sage, yeah. I know I've been actually, it's so funny you would say that because like 2 days ago, you know, the spirit told me to like sage my house, and I was like, oh yeah, I need to clean you, I need to do it, but I haven't gotten around to it. So yeah, I do. I need to probably.
And then down the road, you'll be clearing with light. You'll be changing from sage to light, and you'll be using light and the energy of light. Another thing they're talking about are the 12 rays. They're talking about using the colors of the 12 rays, and you would be able to use that. I can see you. So I literally can see you sitting Indian style, you know, legs crossed, and you're floating in these rays that are coming down. And so you will be using those different rays. I see a gold and a pink. It's gold and pink mainly. And the pink is always about, the pink is always about divine love. And the gold is a higher vibrational, which has to do with divinity. So those two together, you're very centered in love already. But that's going to take you to a new place.
Right.
Oh, maybe
oh
to the higher heart.
I just bought an apricot. I just bought an apricot, a gate stone, no lie. Like last week, me and my daughter went to the crystal shop. I bought an apricot, a gate, a pink stone wrapped in gold. Wrapped in gold, and I was sitting with it, holding it, using it. I don't know why I was just attracted to this stone, but I said, like, this is the stone that I have to get. And so that's absolutely right on confirmation.
And you know, that's how I think people should pick stones, or crystals, whatever it is by how it feels. And you can't leave it. I'm like, I got to have it. I need it. You know, I know that I'm meant to have this, but I need to have it. So those are the rays, the most important ones for you. And that color of that stone is already vibrating within your aura. And you have a magnificent aura. And what's interesting is that you have a bright, bright aura, but the interesting thing is the backdrop is all black. And that doesn't mean evil. That doesn't mean death. That doesn't mean anything like that. What that refers to is the void, is the oneness. So that connection is also there. And I think as soon as you integrate what you're integrating right now with those colors, there'll be more inspiration to start reading about the rays. And there's lots of good books on the seven rays. There's actually more than the seven, but just start with the seven. And there's some really good books about the rays. And I think meditating about what each ray means and then bringing that in will prepare you for the growth that's going to happen, that's going to come. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. I like the blackness. It's actually a higher vibration, but a lot of people see that and freak out because they connect it with religion, black, dark, evil, and it's not. It's vibrating it's vibrating so quickly. And it's just void of color. That's all. So that's exciting.
Okay.
I hope that
helps. It's very exciting. Thank you so much. So much confirmation. I knew immediately I tried to call you. I saw you and something said, call her because she has some messages for you. So I thank you so much.
Jean, bless your heart so much. I appreciate it. Oh, that's the call to end with for today. Okay, so next week I'll be on again. And thank you, Chris, so much for screening. Oh, my God, she's a lifesaver. I thank all of you for calling. I thank everybody for listening. And I really appreciate you being here. And we will do this again this coming Friday. And look for the Zoom thing on my Facebook page. And we will all get together and meditate and talk about things and see what happens. Okay, thank you again so much. Have a great evening.